Hello, my name is Doug the Noun Johnson, and I am the CEO of Lingo Bingo, the best app company to teach you all the funny languages. Have you ever find yourself stuck in a shadow realm, not knowing what to do when you found lost souls and they don't speak your language? Have you ever find yourself asking this question?
You speak whatever that is?
Yes. No longer. Now, when a lost soul says the following, and you will know what to do. So please, download Lingo Bingo today for only $1.99. That's right. Download Lingo Bingo today for only $1.99. Lingo Bingo does not actually provide you any educational value to teach you new languages. Please understand that if you download Lingo Bingo, no refunds will give it to you, and you might not learn the languages you want to learn. Also, Lingo Bingo for some reason might give you some rashes. If that happens, please contact your doctor and download Lingo Bingo today for $1.99.
Last time on Roleplay Rookies, the entire party ventured into the mansion in order to save Brock, only for Brock to teleport himself out of the mansion and then wander aimlessly into the woods. While Brock was committing war crimes, the rest of the party was making their way down into the basement in order to save Brock. Once they got to the bottom, they realized he wasn't there and started to leave, only to be goaded into a fight by the most preschool-level taunt known to man. Join us this time to see if we survive and if Brock contemplates the implications of his dark actions.
Preschool level taunt.
When John said, "You give me like option bosses vibes," yeah. I listened to that back while editing. I die laughing.
I like how that intro was essentially Nate just running Jordan over with the bus.
Right.
And then backing up on top of it.
I got that vibe too. That was just like a lot of like resentment towards Jordan.
He's only better. Does anyone else go back?
It's been stewing.
I've healed.
I was talking to Nate earlier, Jordan, and I was talking about the comedian genius of you knowing that you could fight this thing. Or you had the choice to just leave. Yeah. Did not miss a bit. Just knew exactly what needed to be done.
I was listening back and I thought it was really funny how often you guys are like, "What in the world are you doing?" Like, it's like, "Wait, I have a plan." And then I'm like, where's a stick? And they're like, "I don't know." John's like, "Let me light it up for you." And it's just...
My favorite part.
Wait, are you mad because you don't read your mind?
No. I think it's funny because it's just you guys. You're not on the way safe lane like this. Me, like sometimes I'm like, "Oh, everyone would think of this." I do, and everyone's like,
"No." That would require you to remain on a single wavelength.
That's the problem. My absolute favorite part of the entire last session was when Jordan was like, "He'll get lonely. I open another."
It's like another. A mystery box. You don't know what's gonna get.
So at this point, isn't Jack like soloing a boss?
Yeah, I can't even remember. Jack is soloing a boss, and Brock is committing war crimes in the middle of the forest.
Oh, and then are we just watching him?
Yes,
solo a boss? So he like walked outside, and then like the shield came up,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever. The shield.
Yeah, so you
guys were heading towards the door.
Jack's just sparring right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine. So you both, all of you guys are stuck inside the mansion. Brock is doing what Brock always does, his own thing.
We split a four-person party three ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, hold on. Aries and isn't Aries still in there with Jack?
Yeah. The whole thing is there.
What about
Liam?
Liam, yeah.
Yeah, he's in there too.
Okay, so it's, you know, three on one.
I think you guys are technically in there as well.
You guys are in the mansion, inside the mansion.
But we're just like outside of like...
Okay, they're outside the Dark Souls fog wall.
Yeah.
So we're fundamentally stuck in the turn order, but we can't get into the house. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to watch Jack do his thing. You guys will have your turn.
Watch Jack do his thing or Brock do his thing?
No, Jack do his thing. Nobody's watching. You're lost in the forest.
You said Brock.
I said Jack.
No, you didn't.
I said Brock. You know what? I'm editing myself, so I say Jack.
You change it post.
It's got to be like...
I am in the wrong.
But when it goes back, it's going to be very obvious. So it's going to be like...
Jack.
Do it.
Jordan's going to be like, oh, man, I'm getting gaslit over here.
All right. Let's get the episode started. Let's do this. Well, last time, as we established, Jack, you're doing your 1v1. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, sparring session. And you guys are watching him. And Brock, you will get to you. We'll get to you. You just sit tight. You'll be on your phone. And please, Jordan, do not play any YouTube videos this time.
I will not play any YouTube videos.
All right. Jack, you are now in this arena with this one of the horsemen of the apocalypse. He looks at you and he goes, well, your first move, what are you going to do?
I pull out my axe and do the flame fire wave that I can shoot from the axe.
Okay, roll me an attack.
That is a 26.
That hits. Roll damage, please.
If that didn't hit, I was going to be very concerned.
I missed.
Ooh, 26. That's not quite enough.
Anyone, you guys are watching this, you guys want to do like any like support, mortal support to Jack or...
You can do this.
That is 10 damage.
Wow, that's really good.
That sounded almost condescending.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow, that's really good.
That could kill you now.
Yeah. I can't wait to get one shot here.
Okay, so it's going to be his turn. And what's your AC, just for curiosity?
18.
Can I have a D20, please? You can give me the that 20.
I thought the monster was asking him.
For what, D20?
No, his AC.
As the hands heal back
like,
the
what's
sky.
What's your AC? Just
and Danny's face sticks into this world. What's your AC?
Sir. Okay, so he got a 26.
Okay.
And he's going to hit you for... 15 damage.
Okay.
So he's going to attack you again.
Multi-attack. Nice.
He got a 27.
Okay. Does that hit? That's a hit.
That's a 10. That's 16 plus 7. That's 20.
Wait, 10 plus 16 plus 7?
So 16 plus 7.
That's 33 if you do 26 plus 7.
No, just 16 plus 7.
Oh, 16, that's 20.
23.
Yeah.
23 damage.
Oh, no.
So a total of 38 damage. How's your HP looking?
On a scale of 1 to 52, I'm looking at about a 14.
What an arbitrary scale.
So I know, right? This is what he does. He summons two giant hands, and those two hands start to punch you. Bah, bah. And you try to block it, but he got you good. And you're like down to one knee now, and he's looking at you and goes, come on, give me a challenge. That sounds like a little bit like a Joker. Hit me.
Toby yells into the ring and says, Jack, just surrender.
Okay, as the blow lands in Jack's head, he's like, hey, careful, Jack. There are two of us in here now. Yeah, thanks, Cortana. I noticed. I'm kind of losing here.
That reference took me a while.
That's embarrassing. That was a good reference.
It was a good reference.
I'm not going to lie, that line was going through my head on the drive here.
Okay.
Hey, Jack, how I'm looking, I can see in there.
You can see it, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Also, how close is Jack to this guy?
He is about 10 feet from Jack.
Cool. I'm going to call lightning.
On the guy?
In the room, and I'm going to lightning strike him.
Okay, do it.
Wait, so is this like a wall, or is it like a dome?
It's like...
Because I pictured it like a dome.
No, it's like there's like a... Like a sigil in the floor.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a force field, so they can still see it.
So it's like a cylinder.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Of shield.
Mm. Okay. I'm sure there are better examples out there, but five guys here can think of one. So,
your boy needs to make a dex saving throw.
Yeah, my boy.
Your boy.
My boy. Dex saving throw. That he has zero saving throw.
I've never been happier to not be Danny.
5.
Yeah, 14 to pass, so.
Ooh.
He's going to take 3d10 lightning.
3d10.
And that is... I rolled pretty good. He takes 20 damage.
Whoa!
Kerpow! In that room.
And he's like, whoa.
In such a way that it doesn't hit Jack.
Yeah. It's your turn now, Jack. He gets struck by lightning. He does get a little shook. He's like excited because he's taking real damage and that really hurt him. And then he kind of like cracks his neck and goes, come on, kid. Give me your best shot.
Well, you asked for it. Jack cracks his knuckles, readies the axe again, and...
drops his ankle weights.
Yeah, really. as an aside, I totally forgot that I had two attacks last turn.
Give me three, then.
One.
To catch up.
I'm going to do way more than three.
Why?
Because I'm a fighter.
Oh! But if you action shirt, I'm only going to give the extra two.
Okay. Let's see. So one... oh, jeez. One is a nat one.
Okay. That misses.
Yeah, you don't...
what?
You don't say. The other is a 15, which also probably misses.
It does miss.
Okay, then action surge. Go for another. Okay, now we're talking. That is a 27 and a nat 20.
Oh! Is that what we do every time there's a nat 20?
Right?
Oh! Oh!
Roll me damage.
Damage. In our group, how do we do a critical hit, Danny?
It's just D&D rules.
So,
do you want to do your...
which pool? Or what, Danny?
The D&D that you roll the dice twice. So if you get a critical roll, yeah, I guess I never explained that. You roll the damage dice twice, but you do not multiply twice the multiplier. So for example, if it's a D1D10 plus 7, you do 2D10 plus 7.
Oh. See, you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, guys, that took us 17 episodes for us to bring that up. But
one step
we don't get critical hits very often.
Who even needs mechanics?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just loosey-goosey. You know, I use ghosty step to get out of situations.
ghosty step. The goose is loose.
I think there's a medication for that.
What are you doing?
I'm getting to that age.
Let's see. That is 25 damage from the crit.
Whoa.
Why do you look so unimpressed? This guy has an infinite well of health. He's just waiting to kill you.
Probably, yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting. This guy probably has like 300 health. Danny's not even...
because every time you're like, I do this damage, he's like, wow.
Wow, that's so
wow. That's great.
Good job, bud.
Try again.
So that was... I already forgot what the
25 other one was.
25 plus 15, and I think the other roll was also like 16.
So 56?
Y'all are good at math.
Seis.
There were no sevens.
Mm-hmm.
That's did you just tell it to him in Spanish?
Yeah. That's right. That's
and good. Danny only responded with, oh, after the Spanish.
Danny kind of speaks Spanish.
I'm starting to wonder how much Danny understands of what we say. I'm just
ChatGPT, like, what are they? Okay, tell me what you do.
It only took 15 years.
I mean, I grab the axe in both hands and just start chopping from...
So you start chopping, and you cut off one of his arms.
Dang.
Oh, nice.
He goes, hey, come on.
That's it?
That's his reaction to losing an arm.
Hey, come on. Okay, sorry.
You lost an arm.
Let me do it again. Yes. Oh, that was weird.
That took you away.
It was the right energy.
That took me to a weird place. I did not like that at all.
That was the right energy for this guy. That took you to a weird place.
I did not like that.
We learned something about ourselves tonight.
Danny learned something about himself.
He goes, no! And he is holding his missing arm, and as he summons his other hand to about to punch you, as he's going to punch you, you feel something on your pocket. And you look, and it's the stone. And remember, when you arrive in this realm, the stones are just stones. But your windstone is glowing. And you feel this energy, and you feel that it needs to be placed somewhere, an item. Jack, you have the following items. You have two axes that can combine to a bow. So you have three options. One axe that throws fire, the other axe that throws stone, and the one bow that does fire damage. Where are you going to place the stone in what axe and what weapon? What do you do?
So he can place the stone into one of his weapons, or he can combine the weapons into like one big weapon and place it into that.
Yeah. So okay. He has to choose what he wants to do.
I mean, I'll put it in the fire, in the fire axe.
Fire. Okay. So when you do, the stone combines with fire axe, and the axe itself transforms in this beautiful silver color. And now, and as you do this, as you swing your axe, you see this giant tornado of fire surrounds you.
Yeah.
And as the air starts suffocating the horseman, but it looks like it's not affecting you whatsoever. You feel comfortable in this place. And as the air gets thinner, he starts pulling his mouth, he starts pulling his hand over his throat, he starts coughing, and he goes, I surrender! And as he taps out, the sigil breaks, and you won.
You call that a fight?
I hit him with lightning again. I'm just kidding.
Jack, after that happened, the stone falls off the axe, and for 24 hours, you can no longer use the axe. The axe has, in a sense, used all its energy to do that really cool thing.
So now it's just a normal axe.
No, it's still the axe, but in 24 hours, it will go back to it. Jack can just not use the axe or the stone for 24 hours. So,
it's a good thing I have two axes.
I'm glad you didn't use them all as one.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't carry them on both.
You would have done something cooler, but the sacrifice is big. So this is a new mechanic I'm going to add. Each one of you have stones. Oh. And you can combine stones with one of your magic items. I actually have sat down and tried to remember every magic item that you have, and I have rolled what they do. I'm not going to tell you because you guys want to know what they do. But at any time, you guys can combine your stones to the magic item. But for example, if you do that, after you use that power, the item and the stone will be useless for 24 hours. So for example, if Toby uses it on his sword or his dagger, you get crazy power up, but those items will be useless for 24 hours.
Good to know. Good to know. I was thinking, okay, yeah, cool.
But it sure is a good thing we're keeping track of time so diligently.
Well, think about this sense, like, this is still going one day, right? So this is like a third session of this arc, and it's still one day. So that's how we count this time.
Okay, so as the sigil falls and Jack is triumphant, Toby pulls out his wallet and pulls out $5 and hands it to Gavin and says, deal's a deal.
I told you, never underestimate our boy. Gavin dissipates the cloud as if he like wasn't really doing anything.
All right, we're going to actually cut to a boy. Brah!
No!
Yeah!
You said no?
I said, yeah!
He says no and like backs up the stairs.
No!
Brock, you are surrounded by cocoons. You have opened four of them. One of them speaks English and the other one speaks for three different languages. Just a reminder, they do not have physical bodies. They're spirits. In the moment they step out of their cocoons, they look like they're becoming zombified versions of themselves.
From what I remember, I walked away, didn't I?
You started, but that's what we cut from your...
Okay, end. I started walking away.
So
left them.
What do you want to do?
I keep walking, looking for that fireplace.
Do you walk back the way you came?
Yeah, what are you doing?
The way I came doesn't have the fireplace.
So you walk a different place?
Yes.
You okay,
give me a
D4.
Give me a D4.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of coming back to the mansion and trying a different direction.
Jordan, pick a name. Pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
1.
Ooh.
Okay, he's still going the wrong direction, but now he just got extra harder for you guys to find him.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Love that for us.
You find yourself into more cocoons. A lot more.
Ooh.
Why do you do this to us?
And as you walk around, it gets the floor. Remember it was kind of gross when you step in?
Mm-hmm.
It gets thicker and thicker and gets even harder to walk on. What's the reaction? What do you do?
I look around. Is it just like a plain field with the goo on the ground and there's cocoons everywhere?
There's cocoons everywhere, but there are more cocoons than there was before. And the ground itself, it looks like it's getting thicker and thicker, like it's getting heavier and heavier. And it looks like now the goo is up to your ankles now. And you just kind of slowly dragging your feet across this disgusting oodness, thinking about walking on thick mud. That's kind of like a good example.
Okay. But it's deep. It's getting deeper.
It's getting deeper.
Sounds like a problem we need to solve. Go to a cocoon.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I'm assuming a cocoon is kind of like a flower bud where there's a thin thing coming up from the ground and then
lots of assumptions. Yeah.
I'm going to cut at the very bottom.
At the base?
At the base. And it's going to topple over. Okay?
Okay.
I am going to cut the cocoon open.
Another spirit comes out. And you just see a very generic old man sleeping.
Grandpa,
Daddy just pulled a Jordan.
Grandpa, I would describe you as a very generic old man if I were to describe.
Okay, so it's over on its side. Is there any like goo and stuff inside of it?
In
the pod?
No.
Okay, so I climb in.
Okay.
And then let's see.
Are you gonna like wrap your way through the
a dexterity saving throw. See if you go in.
Wait, what, can't I just step in?
You're about to find out.
You're about to find out.
Five.
Okay, so you climb in and the cocoon closes again.
That's one way to take care of it.
How are we gonna find him?
And we wake up and you wake up on Earth on the old man's body.
What?
Well, that's one way.
I did not see that coming.
What did you think was going to happen?
Great. What the heck?
How could anyone have predicted that?
I was going to use it as a freaking boat.
That was going to dexterity saving throw.
I was going to break his arm off and like start rowing down.
Oh my gosh.
The old man's arm?
Yeah.
I'm glad I trapped on his body now.
Well, they turn into like skeletons, right? When they come out. He's not going to need it.
Well, he's a spirit, so he couldn't break his arm anyways.
Well, I just put his arm out and I break his...
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You're on Earth now.
You're Earth now. So okay. What you'll do?
Describe my surroundings.
You have what's an old person? What's the candy call that they always have?
Ooh, you're thinking of those little caramel.
Yeah, what's it called?
Western Werther's.
Huh? Werther's.
Werther's? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Caramels.
Okay. You see Werther's, like those little caramels everywhere on your pockets. Honestly, it's kind of nice.
Wait. Quick clarifying question. Is he's in the body of the old man?
Yes.
So he is the old man on Earth now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first thing I do is,
that was the weirdest dream I've ever had. Oh
my gosh. I go to the medicine cabinet.
Wait, you're not. Well, you're still Brock. You're still Brock. You're not the old man. Jonas said this, you're Brock.
I am who I say I am.
Danny Brock just immediately steps into the persona of an old man.
I am role-playing!
I understand that, but you need to understand what character you're role-playing. You're Brock.
Jordan.
And also, why was your first instinct drugs?
Because that's what old people do.
Drugs.
Medication.
Okay, so describe to me the health of this old man. Is he like an athletic old man that can run marathons, or is this one of those decrepit... You know, like, he's on hospice.
He said generic old man, so you can walk, but yeah, you can't run.
Yeah.
But I'm not close to dying.
No, you're 75 years old.
Am I married?
Yes.
So I have a wife.
You have a wife and grandchildren. It's like a picture of them on a family reunion.
I got to embrace this new life.
One of those sons.
You thought you could out chaos Jordan, and it is biting you in the butt.
Gas something. Will you guys react this way for any of you?
Nope.
I have to embrace this new life. It's insane.
I have a family to tend to.
You're retired. You don't have a family. You have a family to attend to you.
You essentially Grand Theft Life this dude. And subjected him to an eternal misery while you masquerade as him.
Can you imagine what the spirit is thinking inside the cocoon right now?
He's sleeping, so he's good for now.
If he wakes up, can he kick him back out?
Yeah, we'll see what happens when he wakes up.
He's like, I'm going to do that. That's my pull the plug.
Yeah.
Okay. So am I like in a farm country?
You're in a house in suburbs.
In the suburbs?
Yeah.
Do I have a chicken coop in the backyard?
No. Because I'm not saying yes to any more of your ideas. John, I don't know what he's planning with the chickens, but I'm not going to give it to him.
I want
to
know.
Fine. You got tattoos.
I just wanted to go get some eggs.
He just immediately like, well, I guess I'm a 75-year-old man now.
You have eggs. What do you do now? An omelet?
Yeah, I make an omelet. Okay,
roll a dexterity saving throw to see how good it is.
Dexterity saving throw?
To see how good it is. This is a... I'm so sorry.
It's a bad omelet. It's
poor. So sorry. If you listen to this, I apologize. This is the dumbest thing
I like how he trips, falls in, wakes up his old man. He's like,
this is my life now.
My favorite part. Then he goes, oh, my back. Like, no, you're still black.
He doesn't try to get in contact with anyone on Earth or get, like, in any way contact with his amassed fortune.
He tried harder to get out of the, like, the mansion than he is trying to get out of a new life.
Yeah, I know. He's like, Deborah,
my sweetheart.
Deborah, where are you?
Okay, what do you do, Jordan X?
Who's Deborah?
And everyone just thinks he's developed Alzheimer's, which is the worst part about this. They're like, yeah, it's still Grandpa. He just lost his mind last night. He keeps calling himself Brock. We have no idea.
He keeps talking about these other realms.
Yeah, the dementia just set in.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Crystal.
Crystal?
I don't want to talk about it. Leave her out of your weird fever dream.
I think I'm going to go find Crystal.
Oh, so you go outside? What do you do?
Yeah, go outside.
You go outside? Okay, it's the apocalypse.
Where's the nearest Walmart, Danny? Wait, so it's not like I'm not in this peaceful suburban area?
No, you're in the suburbs, but like during an apocalypse.
As an old man?
Yeah, buddy.
Yes. I'm surprised you had eggs. And like, for one thing.
Where's my wife?
Dang it.
I got bad news, buddy.
So no! So many freaking assumptions.
I got bad news, buddy.
He's so upset about this wife that isn't his.
Deborah!
But he has no idea that that's her name.
You see, there's goo everywhere. There are fires everywhere.
Are there cocoons?
No, but there are the zombies from before when you guys left everywhere running around. We cut back to you guys because I need a break from Brox.
I need a break from Jordan.
You guys are now Conquest looks at you, Jack, and goes, not bad. You're very good. Proud to have lost to a great warrior like you. And he goes, now you guys can go. I'm kind of done. I'm going to take a nap.
That's it. Okay.
Well, look, I mean, I know you guys became friends, Toby says, but like, we really should go find Brock. That was the whole point of coming in here. And who knows what he's up to? He could be hurt.
Yeah.
So, Ares, thank you. He turns to Ares. And, you're welcome to come with us if you want, like we were saying. But you know, if you need to stay and take care of your friends, that's totally understandable. We need to go find ours.
Okay. But before you guys go, I just need to tell you, if you guys find any cocoons, make sure you guys don't open them because they're the souls that Darius trapped. And if you open them, they'll be stuck here forever.
A cocoon?
Yeah.
Like a bug?
Yeah.
Stuck here forever. What kind of idiot would open a cocoon and get someone stuck forever?
Yeah. Someone who wasn't told that.
quick question. Is there any way to close the cocoons after? Like,
well, if a new soul steps in, the cocoon will close. So make sure you guys do not go in.
Okay. So like that would be super dumb.
I already have a plan.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Is it to make another omelet?
Because when Darius takes over somebody else's body.
Uh-huh.
He sends the souls here, and while the body it's in on your realm.
Got it.
So those are like the bodies. So this is Jordan asking. Obviously, I'm not there, but like the bodies are the husks on the planet, and then like the soul of the person is down there.
Yes,
gotcha.
And we're gonna get to a point where you have control of the body in a second.
Nice.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
I don't think you guys will ever find any cocoons, but just in case you guys do, he's a little.
I mean, no, that's super helpful to know. Thank you. Okay. So he turns to Toby, turns to Conquest, and he's like, did you happen to see the direction our friend went in?
He's going to roll a D4 and he's going to see if he can tell us the right direction. I'm going to let one of the three of you to choose the number. If you guys call it, you guys will go the same direction.
All three of us are going to call a different number?
Three. The number is three.
Hey!
Hey! You got a three? Okay, he points you to the right direction. I think he went that way.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you guys outside now?
Yeah. Okay, I want to do a like a nature check to see if I can see like footprints or
yeah, go for it. Roll for me. Roll for advantage because you got the three right.
Okay, I'm glad you said advantage because that first roll was bad. Oh, nat 20.
Nat 20?
Nat 20.
You said nat 20?
Whoa! Isn't the B a 1?
No, it said 23, and I have a plus 3 to nature.
Okay. You see footprints. You see broken tree branches. You see a little thing that Brock wrote, I'm going this way with an arrow.
An arrow in the tree.
You are giving Brock way too much credit.
Let me redo that. What you actually see is a trail of Doritos.
Is much better.
Like, you see a trail of Doritos.
You know, in like
see some brown stuff on the ground, like Nutella.
Oh, no,
he's going this way.
That's not where I thought you were going.
I was about to make a similar joke. Okay, I'm like, okay, guys, I hear me out. I know, like, this might be weird to say, but I think I found his trail, like in a movie.
I don't think it's that weird. He's pretty easy to track, probably. I mean, he's kind of big, and he leaves messes everywhere.
You guys.
So. All right. Well, we're going to head in this direction.
The tension tonight is crazy.
Brock is getting raked over the coals. Like.
I'm going to... Let's head this way, and let's hurry up. I mean, he could be hurt. Let's go.
He'll be fine. But yeah, let's go.
Okay, you guys can start
take off in that direction.
Brock, as you look around outside, you notice that the zombies look at you, and they're not attacking you.
Oh. I go up to one. Do you know where Deborah is?
I'm sorry, do words actually come out of Brock's mouth?
Or is he going...
Actually, words do come out of your mouth.
Oh, because there's a soul inside of the husk now.
You're the soul.
Okay. Is this your vehicle? I'm going to take your vehicle. Say if I can take your vehicle. Great. I jump into his car.
Is he like in
which
the
is
car?
A Ferrari, by the way.
Okay. Pause. Do you know where you are?
No. So I need to get somewhere fast.
He's like, gotta find Deborah.
Because like we know Crystal is in Texas.
That's true.
You could be in Alaska.
Also, you don't like you've not seen any like English yet or like talked to anyone. You could be in like Taiwan.
Yeah, you don't know that you're China. American.
Guys, I found a Ferrari. I'm in the U.S.
You said you found a Ferrari.
And for another thing, Ferraris can be outside of the
U.S. Is it an Italian car?
Yes.
As you get into the car, your hand starts twitching as you're almost losing control of it, and it starts choking you.
Starts choking myself?
Yes.
So your hand like breaches up?
I get the feeling the one who owns this body wants it back.
I thought you said we couldn't do those jokes, Danny.
I imagine you miss it.
No self-harm.
No!
Unless it's a different soul.
I pull the hand away from my...
It's not self-harm at this point.
From my throat.
Wait, let him talk.
I pull the hand away from my throat.
Okay, and you hear a voice saying, whoa, who is this? I thought I took over this body a long time ago.
Where's Deborah? Oh my gosh.
He's gonna die on this hill.
Who?
My wife! Where's Deborah?
No, you don't have a wife. You're not the soul of this body. I can tell the body, this... Yo, bro.
I proceed to let the hand get to my throat.
I'm sorry, your logic was now that I know this guy is harmful, I'm going to let
I
him
need to go away.
I need to get out of here.
You're assuming that if you die, that you'll
I'll go to hell? There's some food in hell.
Yeah, I'm the king of hell.
Actually, hell is not a bad place to be.
Oh, I'm not going to hurt you, Brock, and the hint stops. I want to talk. That's all I want to do.
What do you want from me?
I need your help.
I don't want to help you.
Why not? You don't even know who I am.
I know who you are.
Who am I?
What's his name, guys?
Darius.
Darius.
This is Darius.
Oh, you're such a smart boy. So I want to make a deal with you, Brock. If you help me, I'll give you enough power to rule the other realms. You'll be the hero.
I don't want to rule the other realms. I want Deborah!
Who is Deborah?
My wife, gosh dang it!
He goes, Brock, let me show you something. And two wings pop out of your back. And you fly into the sky and you see what the world is now. Corrupted. Mm-hmm. You see there are still survivors left and they are fighting the monsters, the zombies. There are wars everywhere, there are explosions. And you see the humans, the survivors, they put up a fight. But they won't last very much, very long. But if you join me, I'll spare them. What do you say? Are you going to let them die, Brock?
Are you taking over their bodies?
Yes, the cocoons I saw them is every single body I took over.
I'm trying to think of this logically.
Finally.
What, now?
Now? Why start now?
So if I join you, then these people are saved?
I will stop the war right here, right now. All I need is you to be my new vessel.
Your vessel?
Oh, yeah. I need you. I need your power. You're much more powerful now.
You can have this body.
No. I'm talking about...
Wow.
I'm talking about the body that it's currently in my realm, my home.
You want...
I want your body.
No, I understand. I understand the preface here. I just am thinking it would be really cool, but I don't know. I don't think Brock would go for it. So, I mean, what would your world end up looking like if we were to stop it right here? It looks like there's a lot of chaos. You suck at ruling, from what I can see.
Well, once it's over, it'll be peace, because everyone will think the exact same way.
Even me?
I mean, do you want to rule them, Brock? What do you want? I'll make anything that you want happen.
Will I be mindless?
I can make you sure that you're not. Everyone will obey you. Everyone will think just the way that you do.
The world can't handle that.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
Exactly. I can't handle it.
I reject your offer, demon.
And the wings stop and the wings fade away. You start falling. And because this new body, it is zombified, it doesn't take any fall damage.
I was going to swan dive.
I mean, you can swan dive anyway.
I swan dive.
And he goes, well, and then I'm just going to keep you here forever. And we'll come back to the three of you.
All right, we've been walking through the woods trying to find Brock.
And you guys arrive to the cocoons that our Ares talked to you about.
Nice. Quick perception, do I see?
Yes.
By chance, see, any open cocoon?
You see four languages yelling at each other.
I'm like, I turn to Jack, and I'm like, Jack, what are the odds that Brock came through here and opened those cocoons?
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Okay. Yeah. I walk over towards the cocoons and I say, excuse me.
Oh my gosh. Somebody who speaks English. Hey, over here.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, sorry to bother you guys. I just want to know, we're looking for our friend, Brock. He's this taller guy, wears a Batman outfit.
I see him.
Probably making bad decisions.
He opened this thing that we are in and said talk to each other and none of us speak English. Like, these guys I don't understand these people.
I'm so sorry that he did that.
It's not like I'm racist. I want to make sure you guys understand. I'm not racist. No, I just don't understand that.
That's good clarification, because I was worried.
But okay, did you get that? I'm not racist. You
know, this guy is speaking Ukrainian. You know, I speak fluent Ukrainian. I could just translate for you.
Oh, what is he saying?
Yeah, he's saying he doesn't know what he's doing here. He's very scared.
Oh.
We're saying Gavin knows Ukrainian?
Yeah, he speaks Ukrainian, Russian, and Slovenian.
Oh.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How convenient. Jack speaks Japanese.
Oh, what does the Japanese guy say?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
No, Josh.
He was so disappointed. It's like, that's not how you translate, Josh.
He goes, what do you guys need?
So we were looking for him. And before I continue, Toby kind of wants to walk up to the cocoon and just kind of like see if he can like take both halves of the cocoon that are open, like the ends, and just kind of like try to push them together to like kind of close it.
You try, but it doesn't work. Like I said, a new soul initial again to close it again now.
Like, okay.
Yeah, we're looking. I'm sorry. I would love to help you, but it's imperative that we find our friend. We don't. I mean, what if he opens more cocoons? You know, do you know what direction he went in by chance?
Yeah, he goes, he went that way. He pointed the direction that Brock went.
Okay.
How convenient.
That seems okay. Yeah. Thank you. If possible, we'll come back and see if we can help. If not, this guy here, and he points to Gavin, is the new king of hell.
Oh.
So, not to say that you're going there, but yeah, did happen.
It's actually a really nice place.
Oh, really? Do they have bacon in there?
Actually, weirdly enough.
you're not going to be shocked.
So he points it out, and you guys are walking that direction, and you guys see more cocoons. And again, just like Brock described to Brock earlier, the slime, the goodness gets deeper and deeper, like you're walking mud, and you see all these cocoons. And you do see one that's been cut and flip over.
All right. Yeah, I would like to investigate.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll for anything because it's pretty obvious. You see Brock cuddle with an old man. So he's full on spooning this old man.
I want to pull him out.
Brock is like a tall guy, too.
So as you try to pull him out, and tentacles come out of the ground.
Oh, shoot.
Protecting the cocoon. And I hear a voice saying, no, 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 no. Brock is mine now.
I say, not today, and where's my thing? I produce flame, and I throw fire at them.
At the tentacles?
Yes.
It hates fire, so it does, when you hit with fire, the tentacles does leave the cocoon, making like this area around it now clear. Mm-hmm. But then around the area, you see like this humanoid made of goo appears, and he goes, whoa, what's so, there's no need for this? Let's talk. Gavin, hey. Last time I saw you was in the meeting. How are you doing?
Well, I cast Fireball.
And then you cast and he goes, and he appears in a different corner. He goes, okay.
Oh, man.
No, actually, here, Gavin, this is more like I'm talking to you, but hey.
So while they're talking, I want to, Toby, go around to the other side of the cocoon. Well, like on the other side of where this goop guy is and just like start cutting into the cocoon and like trying to pull Brock out.
Okay, romantic start semi throw.
Dang it.
Just see if you
got a 14. Oh wait, no, that's a dex. That's just dex.
Yeah.
Let me do a saving throw, sorry.
I really want him to fail.
I got a 22.
Oh.
Yo.
The cocoon's about to close. And then you manage to keep it open and you got Brock on you. You're holding Brock now.
I yelled to Jack, I'm like, help me! There's so much! All the fat got replaced with muscle!
It cuts back to you, Brock. You're the old man, bloody. You cannot move because Darius is holding you in place and he's taunting you. He's telling you how big of a loser you are, and the only way you'll be anything is if you make the deal. What you want to say to him?
Deborah!
You hear Darius like, if he was any other person.
I chose the wrong guy.
Why couldn't this have been Toby?
You chose nothing. I came here on my own will. Okay.
As you're screaming, Toby. Debra.
So much easier.
You open your eyes and you see Toby.
Debra?
Like, he's delusional, guys!
So nothing different, really.
And then as all that commotion happens, the old man wakes up and goes, Debra!
Please tell me Darius doesn't know.
Where are you?
My chickens! Who's got to take care of my chickens?
That's a good question, actually.
No one!
He'll be happy to see that I made little sweaters for his chickens.
Man, you act fast!
I don't have long.
I don't have long left.
Okay, so we cut back. So again, so now you guys ran out with Brock, and Gavin's throwing fireballs at Darius, and he keeps reappearing in different spots. What do you guys want to do?
Is Brock conscious?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Brock! Brock, buddy!
I have the weirdest dream, dude.
We can talk about it later. Darius is here.
No, he's back there.
Back in the pod?
He's in the pod.
That old man is Darius?
No.
What?
He will be.
Gavin preps the thorn whip. Point looks at the old man.
What's going on?
Shut up, I'll kill you.
Oh, wait.
Wait. This guy right here, Brock, this is the guy we gotta kill.
Wait, I'm just looking for my wife.
What's your wife's name?
Deborah.
Boys, he's legit.
Legit
he's
what?
Legitimately what?
I thorn whip him.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
Okay. Darius goes, well, you know what? It's okay. Brock, what did you tell your friends how Earth is doing?
Not well, boys. Not well.
Oh, yeah. We
gotta kill this guy ASAP as soon as possible.
Thank you. I'm not good with acronyms.
Thank
you.
This is okay. He goes, well, listen, I'm going to get my way either way. I am so close to opening the portal. See you later. And he vanishes away. And you guys are now all surrounded by gooey stuff and all the other pods. And you do see, remember, that every single pod means that it's a soul that Darius has to take over. And as you look and you keep looking, you see there are miles and miles and miles of these pods everywhere.
Oh, no.
That doesn't look good.
Gavin, your work's cut out for you, I think.
If we burn this forest down, will it put them back?
No, the only way to put them back is by stopping Darius.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, mysterious voice from the sky.
Thank you, voice in my head.
He's given up.
I am giving up.
No, that was a meta question from John.
Yeah.
Do I understand how these pods work now?
Well, I...
You'll understand that if you open one and get in, you'll be able to use a person's body.
Toby explains what we know to Brock.
Okay.
And the only way to close it is by putting like a new soul in there.
Yeah. So technically, what you guys could do, you can just play like you can just swap the souls. And technically, they'll be okay because they're new souls. Like you could grab the Ukrainian and put on the Brazilian and the Japanese into the Ukrainian.
That's what I was going to do.
I was going to ask if we could just put it all in one pod.
I'm like, if we need to close it, I mean, so many people suffer from multiple personality disorder.
Hold on. We swap them once, we cut it back open, we swap them back to their original ones, and then it closes up again.
That's actually a great idea.
No. You can't do that because in order to close it, you have to have two souls in there.
No, it's a new soul.
Don't make up new rules.
Okay, so
don't make up new rules.
Why? Why would you do that?
Jack's plan will work.
Let's do Jack's
plan. I was just going to put them in together.
We do that funny island riddle, you know, where it's like,
yeah.
We do it with all the souls.
You know what? The green,
you,
the chicken.
You know what? Yeah, it works.
just going to save us all time.
Nice.
That's awesome. Cool. Hey, we should probably do something about this, though, like a more permanent solution for the.
Yeah, you guys are here to get the weapons. It's just fun.
Yeah. Okay, now that we have Brock.
Right, the weapons.
Should we go back to the mansion and go talk to them?
He told you what the weapons were.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's in the opposite direction.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah. When did I forget? I must have missed that.
It was like at the very end of our last session.
Yeah. It has not come up today.
Okay, I don't know that.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff happened today.
So Toby turns to Brock and he's like, okay, I'm glad you're doing okay, man. Here's kind of what happened. We went in to save you and you were gone. And Jack actually soloed a Horseman of the Apocalypse, and we found out this really cool thing you should know, that you can put your stone, the one that we all have been getting, you can put those into a weapon and you get like a crazy power up, but that only lasts one time and then you can't use that weapon for a while. So like,
gotcha.
So like, yeah, just hold on to that thought.
Wait. Before you continue, I need to catch you up as well. So I went to an old man's body, got high, went and knitted some sweaters for some chickens, got into a Ferrari, flew up about 100 feet with demon wings. Talked to Darius. He tried to convince me that he wanted the entire world like me. No need to brag, but I mean, like, I must be pretty special if he wants a whole planet of me. Told him no, because obviously the world can only handle so much of me.
I agree.
Plummeted to the ground, did a beautiful swan dive, and now I'm here.
All right, so it sounds like you had a fever dream. Probably shouldn't go back into those pods, I would think.
I'm just dying because everybody, like, in character, he was like, those, you know, the demon, and like, like Toby and Jack finished his sentence, like wigs, clearly is what you're talking about, Brock. Like in character, because he would say that kind of crap. Yeah, like, yeah, you're thinking.
I
wigs.
Also love the idea that the trivia, like, sure, buddy, whatever.
We just think he's completely off his rock at this point.
Okay,
he's not wrong though. Clearly, we need to do something about Darius.
Yeah. Like, well,
that
like
we, that we already knew.
Yeah, we got to go get those weapons.
Right. Well, I was about to tell Brock that they actually told us where they are.
Oh.
And we're in the very opposite direction.
Oh dear.
So we need to head back to the mansion and then go the other way.
You're so stupid.
Oh dear.
Oh my stars.
Have it stop, buddy.
Oh my stars and garters.
Also, just a reminder, they told you that they're being held. The vault is being guarded by the Horsemen of Death.
Right.
We'll worry about that when we get there.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. So, are you good? Should we?
Oh, I'm good. I've never felt better.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a little
concerned. Entire experience, like, felt like it added 50 years to my life.
Oddly specific.
Okay.
I start walking.
I
don't know how. I don't know how, but the intro for the next episode has to be something related to him getting a new life as an old man. start brainstorming right now because we need to do something with that. Anyways, okay, so you guys start walking, and just for like sake of the story, I'm not gonna make you guys walk. You guys walk. You press the mansion. Conquest waves with his one arm because he cut off the other one.
He's like holding the other arm with his
hand. Yeah,
waving.
Yeah.
He goes, round two. Just kidding. I don't want to die. And then as you guys keep walking, you see a campfire. Where Ari's nice. Like, oh, hey, guys. You found Brock.
Yeah, we did. Hey, Ares. We were actually thinking of heading to the vault.
You guys want to do like a long rest here before you guys go?
Oh, I would love that. I am going to decide for our group that we are doing that. Yes.
I like that.
Okay.
Long rest is how long? Rest then. One day?
8 hours.
8 hours.
And once you guys long rest, this is your second day on this thing. And Lord Cho gave you 3 days, meaning you have one more day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought that deal didn't go through because it did. Interrupted.
He's watching the whole thing.
That's okay, though.
Yeah,
he's watching.
Oh my gosh.
Echoes from the heavens.
I suddenly just felt like utter disgust in the bottom of my stomach.
I love how much John hates Lord Chu.
No, Gavin hates Lord Chu. And John. John also hates Lord Chu.
Okay. As you guys spend the night time, you guys see the Arya's camp. What it looks like a place where he tried to grab lost souls and tried to make them feel more welcome. He tries to keep their humanity. So he sees like a little community here. It's nice. You see there are people that they don't know who they are. They don't remember who they were, but they kind of make new families here and they try to kind of appreciate each other's time. But it's, you guys wake up, you guys do realize there's no morning or nighttime on this place. It's always dark. So you guys basically sleep for 8 hours and you wake up, it's still dark outside. You guys are a little, you guys are like, whoa, how long did I sleep? You know, I guess take a nap in the middle of the day and you wake up, it's like, whoa. What time is it? I lost my whole day. Like, that's like the worst feeling, in my opinion. But anyways.
The Alaskan nap.
Oh, there's a name for it.
No, there isn't. I just made it up right now.
There is now, Danny.
That's our next t-shirt.
Trick me. Okay. As you guys wake up.
I am a big fan of the Alaskan nap, personally.
Artist points like, okay, if you guys want to go, you guys want to go straight north to the dark caves. That is where death is located. That is where the vault is located. And that's where you guys will put the stones there. And that's what you guys can either stay in the camp or you guys can go ahead. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to go ahead.
I want to ask.
We're on the clock. Let's get moving.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Sorry, Toby. Go.
I was going to ask Ares if we could get some supplies.
Absolutely. He gives you some really disgusting beef jerky.
Nice.
He goes, I'm sorry, Nat. It's nothing fresh here.
Nate's lip like curled in.
And he gives a very old apple.
Like a moldy old apple, like, yeah, here you go.
I go to Ares, I'm like, it seems like you need this more than I do. I pull out the bag, I reach in, give him a bag of fresh Doritos.
Whoa, what is this?
Try him out, let me know how you think.
He takes a bite, and because the half of his mouth is missing, you just see like crumbles.
Like crumbs going through his jaw.
And he goes, well, this is really good.
Wait till you try with this. I pull out Nutella.
Oh my God.
Brock, we gotta go.
All right.
I give it to him just like, don't eat it all in one sitting. It's gonna last you for a long time.
Jordan's on fire today.
Anyways. You say that like Jordan's ever not on
fire. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, as you guys keep walking, you guys do see what this round really looks like. You see people desperate. You see also the little monsters. And you see like all sorts of souls, lost souls in here. As you guys get closer to the cave, you realize it's harder to breathe. You also realize that it's your hands are starting to get looking skinnier and skinnier, and you guys get the sense that something physically has changed about you guys, but nothing has happened yet. What do you guys say to each other? What do you guys do?
I'm going to do a perception check.
Okay.
You got a 17.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so you got a 17. What are you looking for, Brock?
So I'm wondering, since we can't breathe, are we in like mist? Is the mist coming from a certain place?
It's almost like the reason why you can't breathe is almost like the energy here. The energy is taking your life away, your life force away.
Okay.
So as it gets closer and closer, you feel
closer. So the closer we get to the cave, the more we feel like we're dying.
Yes.
Hey, Toby turns to Gavin. Can you do some of that healing fire? I'm not feeling so good.
Yes, you're starting to feel chunky to anyone else.
I feel like... like we're hiking up a mountain. It's just hard to breathe.
I don't feel good either.
Can you do some of that fire?
No. I'm sorry. I said that because I was reading through my thing like, and where does this healing fire come from?
From being the Lord of Hell.
I think they're talking about how you can like heal vegetation with your fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can heal vegetation. You're not a plant.
Fair enough.
I mean, but how much have we really experimented with this?
I put my hand on his face and channel fire into it.
It's getting rageful. It's pretty helpful.
I'm trying to be helpful.
Okay.
Should we like roll medicine?
So it's not necessarily a healing HP wise, but your essence does help you a little bit. But it's like it gives it a little bit of comfort, but does not take the feeling away.
I feel better. Thanks, Brock. I mean, Gavin.
I'm really worried about him.
Brock does have like healing hands.
Having a stroke.
Wait. So, is there a stick nearby?
Yes.
What are you gonna do?
I put my hand on his face and channel fire, but this time to hurt him.
I'm seeing if fire does anything to dissipate it. Okay.
Oh, okay. No. It's not necessarily the fire. It was Gavin's like
healing ability,
or his will, his power, his energy.
Because he has like the healing fire.
Yeah, it was his energy that was help out Toby, but it did not remove the...
Oh, no. What I'm saying, I'm just seeing if, like, fire...
No, you can light a fire. It does not take it away.
It doesn't take it away.
No. It's not Darius. If that's what you question, it's not Darius' base.
Okay.
Jack, all right.
Jack knocks on his own head, like, hey, Kaze, can you do anything about the Mr. Wind guy? Can you do something about the air around here?
Solid plan.
Well, see, it's not a matter of the air or your lungs having trouble. It's more of a... you're losing the will, the ability to breathe. It's not a problem with your lungs. It's a problem with your... you, if you understand.
We can't hear any of this, right? This is just in his head.
Yeah, it's just in his head.
So Jack looks absolutely terrified for a moment. So apparently it's not our lungs. This is not the actual air... we're just actively dying, so let's get the heck in there and get the heck out of here.
Let's get closer to death.
Exactly.
Like, how weak do we feel at this point, and how close?
It just feels like, after like a... imagine, like, you just don't have any energy. You
feel super fatigued.
Your arms get tired. Every step feels longer than the other. Your eyelids feel heavy and heavier. You feel you're dragging yourself at this point.
Sounds like you're setting us up for like the best nap of our lives.
Yeah, really.
The eternal nap.
That's one thing to call death. The best nap.
Does anyone have like a light spell?
I can produce flame.
You're a paladin, my bud. Don't you have anything?
You should be able to produce light.
Awkward.
As you guys get closer and closer, you see a person standing in a dark cave by himself. And he looks up. And he goes,
What do you guys want? Why are you guys here?
Toby turns to him and says, "Hello, sir. I'm sorry to bother you. My friends and I, we're looking to get in the cave, and we just got to go pick something up in there real quick. Is it all right if we just come past you?"
You walk up to him? You get closer to him?
Yeah, but I don't like going to the cave. I just like I'm facing him. Like, cause he talked to us, right? It'd be rude to talk to him from a distance.
That's fair. And as he stands up and he walks closer to you, in the moment, every step he takes close to you guys, that sensation gets heavier and heavier.
Oh, I know who this guy is.
Toby's like, stop, yeah, stop. Wait, just can you stop?
Could you back up a bit?
Would you mind giving me some space? It's hard
to breathe. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you guys. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Oh, that's fine. Don't even worry. If you know what might help, if you go in that direction... And
I can't. I need to protect the weapons. It's my job.
Well, you know, actually, this is kind of serendipitous. We're here to get the weapons in order to defeat Darius. So by us doing it, we can give you a break. And we can take care of the weapons for a little bit. And then you can not be here.
Yeah, we'll protect the weapons for you. We'll just take them with us.
No. Why do you want to defeat Darius? Why do you guys want to fight?
Well, he's taken over our planet and everyone that we love and care about. So it's kind of like a self-preservation kind of thing.
You could say it's personal.
You could. You should.
Why are you guys willing to give up to stop him?
Potentially our lives, I think. You know, that's why we're fighting.
So when you say potentially our lives, he stands up and he steps in the side and he goes, "So come and get it."
Oh,
like walking into the
walking cave? Into it and come open the vault. If you're willing to give up your lives, prove it to me.
Quick question.
Can we give up our lives later?
Yeah, like I
if
said,
you
like,
truly mean that you're willing to do this, prove it to me. I am the horseman of death. Anyone who gets near me dies.
Okay.
And he points to the vault, which is 3 feet away from him. He goes, "Put the stones here. And you will be able to open. One of you can make it, or the four of you. But you need to, one of you need to do it. No challenge, no fight. Just to prove that you really mean it, that you're willing to give your lives for this cause."
Toby thinks back to his niece and nephew, and he's like, and he gets like a little bit more resolve, and he walks in to the cave, shuffles through his pocket, and pulls out the stone of lightning, and he puts it into the. I don't know what this looks like. Is it just like a door, and like there's like
a slot.
Holes for or
yeah.
slots?
You guys
like
want to? You guys want to talk before? You guys want to? You just want to go?
I think I look at Toby and like Gavin knows. Gavin's already given up his life to be a vessel.
Yeah.
So he just nods and follows Toby.
Yeah. I've seen what the world is like, and I mean, if we don't do this, we're dead anyway.
Who's Jack?
Who's Jack? Lights up a cigarette like. I'm gonna die anyway. We're all gonna die. It's fine.
So the four of you walk together,
hands holding.
No.
As all of you walking together, every step you do, you age, and you get older and older, and you pass beyond like no. You feel your body decompose, and you're just becoming skin and bones, and your very weary hands. You guys get super close to put the stones. And what do you guys do?
I mean, I come
get
this
closer
far.
To put the stones.
Okay. I put my stone into the safe.
What's your last thoughts before you die?
Man, my hands are shaky. No.
Why is everything so cold?
Toby's thinking about his niece and nephew. He's got that picture in his mind. Like solidly, like this is what this is all about. This is what I am doing it for. And he tries to put the stone in while he like has that picture.
Okay, beautiful. You put a stone down and you pass out.
And I wake up in the old man's body.
The old woman's body.
Gavin, you found Deborah. Gavin, functional question.
Yeah,
as a vessel, do I not have a longer lifespan?
You do.
Okay, cool.
So because of that, I'm going to do you last. Okay. Brock.
So, do you know what those memes?
There's always good a start, qualifier.
Good start. Where it's like women are like, I wish I died peacefully. And then there's like underneath it's like men. And it shows them like, those are going through my mind. Because like this, there's a way to go. It's this way. And so I go in and put it in, and I'm happy to make the sacrifice.
Okay. Jack.
Jack is thinking, is like, cause I, the frick. As he's putting the stone in. Cause I, help.
Wait, what's happening to the guy in his head?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
God is like, wow, this is
he dying too?
No.
Is Jack sacrificing him?
No. He's okay. He's just watching.
Where is he in like proximity to him then? Because I thought he was like inside of him.
No, he's just like watching from it's like a TV for him. He's like, yeah, he's riding on Jack's head, but
he's like a wind being anyway. Yeah, so like
he's okay.
He's functionally immortal anyway. Like I imagine he just doesn't die from age.
He has so many kids.
Yeah,
and just asked so him to put your all last thing. Jack,
that'd make too much sense.
So Jack, your last thought is like, cause it help.
Yeah, like someone.
Gavin, you see your three friends sacrifice themselves. Every time one of them put the stones, they just collapse. And there's just you. You're aging, but you can feel the life force be drained from you. You're not just like them. And you get this feeling that it's just you now. So what's going through your head as you about to put the final stone into the vault?
Clearly there's no other thought than I'm going to put my stone in now because like, can you imagine?
All right, well, that was too bad.
That was a bad idea. I knew it.
Man, that was suckers. Weird anyway.
Gavin already shared that look with Toby. He feels the gravity of the situation. He proudly walks up and puts his stone in.
And as you feel life force away, you also pass out and all of you guys wake up in this beautiful place. And you see death behind you saying, well, I'll be. You guys actually did it. Welcome to the vault. The place where you guys can find the weapons to stop Darius once again.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Welcome back to Nate and John.
Welcome back.
Best lemonade 17. Flavor.
Best lemonade flavor is definitely peach.
I agree.
All right, can I say that again?
Absolutely not.
You weren't invited.
Anything blue is better than peach.
Blue
flavor. Blue flavor. When you say blue flavor, everyone knows what blue flavor
like
is.
Blueberry? Mm-hmm.
Blue Gatorade, blue lemonade. It's okay. All in the same family.